Night Conversation. It's more than just the gossip. It's the issues that matter most to you. A closer look at current events, just the tip, special guests, and more. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi, Arizona's longest-running drag live stream, hosted by Felicia Fifi Minor and Freddie Prinze Charming. Streaming live on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and YouTube. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share. Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Welcome to Let's Have a Fifi.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Season 10, Episode 29. It is our season finale of Let's Have a Fifi, if you can believe that. We're not going to be gone for long, so don't worry about that. We're only going to be gone, I think it's about 6 weeks total, apparently. I don't have my phone on vibrate. It's fine. There we go. Felicia is obviously running a little bit behind, but that's okay. Work, you know, all that good stuff. Plus, it's the season finale. I wouldn't expect anything else. So we're going to go ahead and roll right on into all the housekeeping and all that good stuff. This is your Wednesday night conversation for the last time, season 10. Felicia Fifi Minor is not here, but I am still Freddie Prinze Charming. We would, of course, like to thank our patrons, Allison, Brandon. Oh, there she is. Drake Jensen, Casey Starr, Carrie and Corey, Kim, Joan, Jody, Leanne, Nicole, Patricia Mason, Sassy, Shannon, Shelly, and Sky. And of course, special thanks to our friends and supporters, Patricia Mason, Sky, and Drake Jensen, for going deeper on the Patreon. Hang on, there we have the... There it is.
A special thanks
if you...
to...
Go ahead. Now she's back. Oh. Now she wants to do shit all of a sudden. Now she's like, oh, here, I'll just do
I've always done shit. You're welcome. A special thanks to Joan, Bobbish, Jewelry and Wood Art, Guido Martin, Jeremy Bright of Ripple Phoenix. Oh, my goodness. You can donate to us. Give us all of your money today. We are the homeless children, the starving families, all of them. You can donate by going to paypal.me/letshaveafifi, or you just walk by us and just hand us money.
That works too. I would highly recommend, yeah, though, jumping into our Patreon. We've got some fun things planned. And some stuff that we are going to be pushing out starting next season as well. So if you are not subscribed to our Patreon, I highly recommend doing so. I think it will be worth it. Because, I mean, yeah, just saying. So, yeah.
Duh. Also, you can text LHAF to 602-730-7379. I've actually done it the last couple weeks. So, hey. And then if you're on Facebook, donate the stars, all of the stars, all of the things. Wonderful. We appreciate you. Thank you for giving us a couple extra dollars.
We appreciate it.
Sorry I was late. So when I put on my hair, all of the wigs that I had sitting on this shelf just all fell over here. So Marissa, I'm not going to point the camera there because Marissa will kill me. Her hard work is on the floor. So I was trying to pick it up and put on my wig at the same time. And then I thought, just put on the wig and I'll fix whatever later.
She gonna kill you.
I may be sending you I may be sending some back to Texas. That could be the thing. So. Hi, Gabe. Hi,
Sean. Is there a reason why our chat's not showing up on?
Marissa, don't see freak
it.
Why out.
Am I not seeing it? No. Why am I not seeing the chat?
I don't know. If you saw that button, you should be able to see the chat.
No, don't see the chat.
Don't freak out, girl. It seems that we are having some connection issues. And we're working on restoring the connection, it says.
Why? But whose connection? I don't see that either. What is happening?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know. How was your weekend?
Stop trying to steal my shit. I'm supposed to be the hot mess. You're supposed to be the one that has it together.
I don't know why I can't see the chat. I have no idea why I can't see the chat. I don't usually have this problem. I can see all the other shit.
I will tell you that listening to this afterward on the podcast is hilarious because I can't see us.
Like, I go to the chat overlay. Facial expressions. I go to the chat overlay, new I chat. Still can't see it. I don't see it. It still says new comments will display here.
Sounds like a personal
use. I don't know why. I don't understand why. Huh. It's fine. It's fine. It's whatever. That's why I have it up on the Facebook. I can watch it. It's fine. How was your weekend?
Oh my God. So I have to say, I enjoyed the weekend. Mainly because I didn't have anything to do. I mean, I had stuff to do, but not any pressing appointments, not any, I wasn't running around. I wasn't in a show this weekend. I have not slowed down in a long time, so that was good. Meanwhile, I started something that I don't usually do. Is watch Netflix. Now, what I'm about to tell you is hilarious, especially if you know me and you know how this drag room looks. So, I binge watched, not per se implemented, but let me get there. I binge watched a home edit. Where it's these people that come in, organize a room. And so I'm sitting there watching this for hours. And, you know, like your mind goes crazy thinking of like all the things that you can do. And then at one point in the weekend, I walked in here and I was like, that's not going to happen. Oh my gosh. So that show and Instant Dream Home, I think that's...
No, my partner's watching that one. Where it's like they have 12 hours or whatever and they bring in like a whole fuck ton of people and do all these things with the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Danielle Brooks from Orange is the New Black and The Color Purple. But yeah, I started a new book. I believe it's called Black Boy Joy. It's a collection of like short stories by black authors. I'm short on words today. I feel like you had a better weekend. You had just the tea.
So I mean,
of a weekend.
So my weekend actually wasn't bad. It was relatively relaxing. I didn't really have anything to do either, like not drag related anyway, which was kind of nice. So I found a nail in my tire on Thursday. So remember that because we're going to come back to it. Okay. Because it became a thing. So we're going to come back to that. On Friday, we both worked a half day and then went down to Bisbee for my partner's ex-husband's cousin's wedding. My partner's
what kind of backwards
ex-husband's
stuff is going on
cousin's
there?
Wedding, which is everybody was like, because people were like, you know, are you guys with the bride or the groom? And you know, it's like, oh, it was, you know, my ex-husband's cousin or whatever. Because she's friends with the cousin still. Like, they like her. She likes her better than she likes her cousin, her actual cousin. So it's because her ex. But
wow.
But it was good. I looked good. I didn't get stupid drunk. I did the line dances. So I'm just gonna say that like her family liked me better than the actual person that was like a part of their family. Although there was, I did have a moment that completely, like, it threw me for a fucking loop. And it just goes to show that circles are very, wow, very small. So we're standing there and I'm waiting to get some pizza because they had like a, it was being catered. It was had like a wood fired oven and like all this stuff. And I'm standing there and I was going to get a thing of lemonade or whatever. And I'm right there. And all of a sudden behind me, I hear Freddie. The look on my face as I turned around, because I'm like, who the fuck up here at this wedding is going to know me as Freddie? Like, and I think I had a look of absolute terror on my face because I didn't know who the fuck. Like, I turned around and I was like, the fuck? And it was a girl that I used to work with when I worked at Green Girl way back in the day. And she knows the room because they're like burners or whatever the fuck it is that people do. I don't know, they got wasteland stuff. But like they do that sort of thing. So like she knew the groom. So it was like, it was bizarre. Like I've never, that it's been a really long time since something like that has happened to me, especially it's such a random spot. Like who the fuck in that situation is going to know me as Freddie? Like it was really weird. It was very, very weird.
Isn't that shocking? When I experience stuff like that, I think, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, who knows me? Who knows me? Is this somebody I want to see in public?
Like, hello. And the fact that, like, and if it's somebody that calls me Freddie and not by my like legal name, that always throws me because I'm like, okay, who the fuck are you? Like it, like it's just, it's weird. But it was fine. It was good. The kids actually went with their dad. Like they didn't go down there with us. They went down with their dad, but they spent the entire wedding hanging out with us, which was really funny. But it was fun. Like we did the thing, and afterwards we went out and like did some karaoke and hung out with like the wedding party and stuff, and it was fun. Saturday we got up and wandered around Bisbee for a bit. Went to breakfast, threw some axes because friends of the couple that got married, they ended up moving to Bisbee not that long ago, and one of them opened up an axe throwing thing, and the other one opened up like her own little like tarot reading room. So we threw some axes and we had our tarot cards read, which that was kind of interesting because she's sitting there, we were having the reading, and my partner just asked for like a general reading, and I asked for sort of where is my path kind of going, kind of. And she's sitting there and she's saying all these things, and we're just like, oh Jesus. Like it was, both of our readings were very, very accurate. Like it was really interesting. So it was, yeah, that was, but it was good. It was good. We had some lunch and then went back to our Airbnb, which was this adorable little house. And I ended up taking a nap I was in the living room, and like we opened the door because it was a little bit cloudy, had a beautiful breeze coming through, like it was nice and cool. So it was, I just slept. It was fantastic. And then got up and soaked, and they had this fantastic, like hand painted porcelain clawfoot tub. Oh my God, it was so nice. Sunday, we got up, went to breakfast. Decided to go check out a Goodwill in Sierra Vista, and then had a late lunch in Tucson, and then we headed home. It was really like, we had no agenda. We had no like, okay, we have to be here at this time. We had to, you know, so we just kind of hanging out the whole weekend. It was actually really nice to not have to worry about it. I think
I caught all of that, but I'm not sure if it's my connection or your connection that I heard bits and pieces of your story.
Oh. Who's skipping? Is it me or is it Felicia, y'all? Because that'll tell me something. So,
because all I heard was clawfoot tub, and then you skipped, and I heard little breeze, and I was like,
that ain't interesting. Because right. You were skipping on my, like, I saw you skipping on my end. So, how weird.
So maybe
apparently it's fine. So who knows? Okay, might be you. It's all you. weird. I've been for the last couple weeks. I have been working on stoning this damn suit that I need for this thing that we're doing this weekend.
Oh my god! I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm not doing a damn thing.
Lots of stoning. You. Oh Jesus. I'm almost done. I'm really close. My partner has been helping me. She's been helping me stone the pants. Are you stoning the pants right now? I hope you're stoning the pants right now. The jacket's almost done. I'm just like finishing up like a couple little things.
She says and she's currently stoning the pants.
Oh, good. I don't have a big enough sweatshop yet. I'm still working on it.
That's good. You can trust.
And then today I spent 3 hours at the car dealership. So, okay. Here's the deal with, okay. So Thursday, we're going to go back now to the nail in my tire. And the original plan was to take my car to Bisbee because my car is a little bit smaller and gets better gas mileage, right? So it makes sense. Take my car to Bisbee, right? So I happen to notice that I have a nail. It's basically in the sidewall of my tire, which means that it's not repairable and the tire is going to have to be replaced. Now, my tires are all under warranty. Good, right? So the service department at the dealership closes at 6. I called them quite a bit before that. Left a message. Waited a little bit. Didn't hear back. Called back again. Left another message. Wow. Still didn't hear back. Friday tried to call again because I'm like, well, I'm only working a half day. I might be able to get in the morning because I'm not doing anything. So if I'm, you know, at work or whatever. So I'm like, if I can get in the morning, then that would be great. I can just get it fixed. So I called again. Nothing. Didn't call me back. Whatever. Monday. So we ended up taking my partner's car down to Bisbee because obviously she didn't have a nail in her tire. I was like, fine, I'll get it. You know, do it on Monday.
Good for her.
So,
good for
her. Right. So Monday I call, leave another message. Wait a little bit. Call again. Leave another message. And then call again. And I'm like, look, I've been trying to get a hold of somebody since Thursday. Y'all need to do, I need to talk to a manager. I need to do something like now. And they're like, okay, let me transfer you to somebody. So they transfer me to somebody and there's a voicemail and the voicemail is like, I'm gonna be out of the office until September 6th. I'm like, nope, hang up, called back. I'm like, all right, look, the person to whom you transferred me is going to be out of the office until September 6th. This is not gonna work for me. Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Hang on 1 second. Let me find you something. So they transfer me again. I'm on hold, waiting. And finally somebody's like, all right. And I'm like, okay, here's what's been going on. They're like, okay, I'm gonna make sure that somebody walks over a message and that somebody will call you back today. I promise. Okay. Needless to say, nobody called me back on Monday. So Tuesday again, I'm trying to call back again. I think I called back three times before I finally got a hold of somebody. And I'm like, okay, here's the deal. I need to talk to somebody now because I've been trying to get this dealt with since Thursday. It is now Tuesday and y'all need to figure this out. I am not a happy camper. Why are you blurry? So finally somebody like got a hold of the person that I had already left like probably four messages for. So I had already left four messages for this person, none of which they actually got and called me back on.
Over the span of how many days this is?
I left them messages for like 3 days at this point. So they're like, so what's the deal? And I said, this is the thing. I have the warranty. La 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 blah blah blah. They're like, okay. So we don't have the tire in stock here. It is in Tucson. We can get it for you 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, which is today. So that's fine. So 10 a.m., I'm like, cool. I'm figuring at the most, this is going to be about an hour. And that's on the long side, because literally all they need to do is change the tire. Like, if they were good, they would check the tire pressure and rotate the tires. But, you know, whatever. Bare minimum, all they have to do is put this new fucking tire on my car, right? And when you have a service department that is that big, an hour is being very generous for something like that. Like, when you have that many people working there. So I'm like, all right, fine. I tell my boss I'm going to take an early lunch and I'm going to head down there. And I'm thinking I'll be back an hour and a half at the most with driving time and stuff, right? But I get there. It was a little bit before 10. Drop my car and I'm sitting in the waiting room. And I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. And I'm waiting. Finally, at noon, I go over to, like, the little person that's sitting at the desk, and I'm like, do we know what the fuck is happening with my car? Because this is some bullshit. Oh, well, oh, what time did you drop it off? I said 10. It was a little bit before 10, and all I had to do was change a tire. Oh, let me check on that, because that seems like a really long time. No shit.
Yeah, think?
So, about 15 minutes or so after that, she's like, okay, they said it'll be about another 15 minutes. Okay. I didn't leave until after 1 o'clock. I was there for over 3 hours. All they did was put the new tire on. They didn't check the pressure on the other ones. They weren't rotated. They didn't, literally all they did was put the fucking new tire on, and it took them over 3 hours to do it. So I decided to write a very strongly worded email, because that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
It took me 4 days to get anybody that could actually make an appointment. And then you're going to take 3 hours to do this shit? No. So we'll see. I'm hoping that I can get them to give me, like, oil changes or some shit for a year, because fuck that. Like, nope. 3 hours for that shit.
Wow.
They didn't rotate the tires. They didn't do. I'm like, no, that's some bullshit.
Customer service is out the window. So I do want to let you know that I am experiencing an outage in my area, according to the Wi-Fi app. So I'm lucky that I'm on here, I guess. So there may be a little bit of trouble. Speaking of customer service,
if Felicia goes away, we know why.
So it won't bother me. someone else does. Scott works from home, so if that goes out, then should be fun. So sorry to hear you had to wait at the local dealership. I guess that's how they keep the numbers up and keep it looking busy. The drama during this season.
So much drama. Yes. So much drama.
We're here to leave you with cliffhangers and wondering what's next.
Right.
I have no idea. speaking of finale, this is the season finale of season 10.
I know. We already covered that. You weren't on yet. You weren't here. We already covered that.
I know. I'm getting rude. Oh. I'm going to tell D to put sassy right across those pants. Because that's what you being. Sassy.
I don't think pants. Sassy would like that much.
Goodness. Well, it would be fitting.
You get the butt embroidered, like the shorts, you know, that just it's my butt.
But we wanted to make this, Freddie wanted to make it into a roast, and I said, I don't have the self-esteem for that. Especially, I can't discuss it, but I've been dealing with things at work. My self-esteem is at a zero at the moment. so we made it ask us anything, kind of thing. Oh, wow. Did Gabe have the same problem?
Similar. Like... His was at Courtesy. Mine was at Bill Luke. So just beware if y'all
don't use both of those places pride themselves on good customer service.
Yup. Oh, yeah. That's all over their thing. Oh, we have the best customer service everywhere, all over the things. I'm like,
As you sit there for 3 hours.
3 fucking hours for them to just put a fucking tire on my car. Bullshit. Anyway.
And not check the pressure in the other ones.
And they overfilled this one.
Says, do it. That would be fantastic.
So, we were going to do like a Q&A.
They did over
ask me anything. So, you know, anybody has anything that they would like to ask, if anybody would like to.
There is one that I found.
We do have one. Yes. One.
Did you see it?
I did. So on our Facebook, I think it was either in the group or on the page. I don't remember
the page.
So Michelle said, I've always been curious about misrepresentation of BDSM in pop culture and the extension of harm it can have. I've heard understandable grief over 50 Shades. And I think that's and Twilight fan fiction. And was wondering what y'all's advice would be on how to responsibly and respectfully consume media that tries to represent it. My apologies if this is a topic you've already covered. So we have talked about this a couple times. Mostly because either a show comes out or another fucking book comes out with like the worst fucking representation when it comes to kink and BDSM. And everybody knows my thoughts on things like 50 Shades. I can't tell you anything about the Twilight books because I made it through about one chapter and I was like, I cannot read this shit. It's awful. It's written at like a kindergarten level. It's terrible. So couldn't do it.
That's why the mass population loved it.
And as far as the Twilight fan fiction, couldn't tell you anything about that either because I don't like the Twilight shit, so I'm not going to read the fan fiction on it. But as far as like how to responsibly and respectfully pay attention, like consume media that tries to represent it, it's tricky because. So I don't know it. One thing would be is if you know friends, really? If you know people speechless. That I'm trying to think of like the 50 Shades is Twilight fan fiction. I'm so confused. That's so bizarre.
50 Shades of Grey is
Twilight fan fiction. I'm what? Anyhow.
Where are we like going? I don't know.
With like the books and what the hell was that show on Netflix that had 2 seasons?
Mr. Gray?
No. It was the one that was all kink based where it had the kid that like decided to start getting into like sex work as like a dom or something. Bonding, that's the one.
Bonding,
that's the one. So with Bonding, with shows like Bonding, my first question is, who the hell did you have as, you know, your reference on this? Because it was the first season was awful. The second season was slightly better, but it was still pretty bad. And whenever there's anything,
I think we talked about that show too.
Yep. Whether it's books, whether it's TV shows, whether it's movies that have been made out of books and all this crap. One of the big kind of things to look at is what they do with and around consent. And personally, and this is just me, like I find it very hard. I can't be like, oh, you should totally read this. Just ignore all the stuff about the really bad like consent and kink stuff, because you can't kind of separate the two. Consent is mandatory at all times. And I can't be like, look at this. This is great. But it's also shitty and really bad. What I always say, and this is some of the things that we've talked about when talking about 50 Shades, like if you want to read 50 Shades, read 50 Shades. But do a little bit of research, like legitimate research. Talk to your friends, talk to people who are active in legitimate kink communities. Because otherwise you're going to be left with this thing, this idea that kink and BDSM is based on non-consensual assault, which is essentially what 50 Shades is. And that was written poorly as well. Like, it was just terrible. Why 50 Shades was Twilight fan fiction? That just, I'm still hooked on that.
I was a little blown away by that too.
Like, I just, anything, any, you know, I'm sure you could, you can Google and find out, like, you know, authors and, you know, what kind of experience do they have with kink and BDSM? If their only experience with kink and BDSM is their idea of kink is someone spanked me once and called me a slut, like that's, we need to revisit that because that is not a good representation.
Ooh.
Anything to do with that.
I also think that the tabooism around sex and all things that are kink and all things that we do behind closed doors creates where people want more of it, but it leaves the door open for people to get the wrong information because they're just being misled because we don't teach this. We don't give appropriate lessons on this.
But we don't talk about this. It because it's still very taboo.
Yeah. And so there's no conversation around it. So you don't know whether what is right and what's wrong until you look it up. Right. Kind of like most of our education.
So, you know, when it comes to like media, like, you know, read things and I guess watch things or whatever and enjoy them for what they are. But also know that when they are dealing with things like kink and BDSM and ethical non-monogamy and things like that, that 9 times out of 10, what you see in the media is a really shitty representation. Just like, honestly, just like for the most part, representation of trans people. Of black people, who of course are always drug dealers and thugs. Trans people are always mentally ill, cross-dressing freaks that don't know what, you know what I mean? So it's like the media never gets this shit right. Very,
also,
very early.
Can we have trans people not being prostitutes? Nothing against sex work, but can we stop?
Not every trans person is a prostitute. Like, they're trying to go for realism, but of course, every trans person is a sex worker, which again, sex work is work, but that's not what all of us do. Some of us have very fucking boring desk jobs where we just want to bang our heads against the desk and throw our computer across. Like, you know, like there was a, what did I see? A meme the other day where it was like it was like a straight person describing a trans person, like a straight author describing a trans person. It was like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this long paragraph on that was all like flowery and artsy, and it was like a trans person describing a trans person. You know, Kyle was a dick because, well, like that's, you know, not, you don't have to use super fucking flowery language to describe a trans person because not everybody deserves super fucking flowery language. Like, everybody's, you know, I mean, it's a trans person, he's a fucking asshole. But so I will actually say, out of all the like the recent media, the recent things that have come out that have dealt with things like BDSM and kink and things like that. And we talked about this briefly a few weeks ago, but How to Build a Sex Room. What's her name who hosts How to Build a Sex Room? I was legitimately impressed with the way that she deals with things like kink, the way that she deals with non-monogamy, the way that she deals with things that maybe she doesn't even understand, but is open to. And because I'm like, I'm watching this and I saw the previews for it and I was like, oh Christ, like this is just gonna be like, you know, oh, you're kinky. Okay, here's a whip and some handcuffs and there you go. And I was so worried that that's what it was going to be, because that's what it usually is when it comes to that. It's like you're talking to somebody and you're like, you know, are you into kink? Oh, yeah, no, we totally like whips.
Like Martha Stewart does.
Do you actually like whips? Or, you know, because if I bring out a whip that can break skin, I guarantee you, you're going to go, what the fuck are you doing? Oh, did you mean this over here? Because this is a flogger. And this is a crop, and neither one of these are whips. So, is that what you meant? So, mm-hmm. It's like, yeah. But how to build a sex room, this woman who started out as just an interior designer, like, she was not a sex educator. She was not anything. She designed rooms. She was an interior designer. That's what she did. Until somebody asked her, one of her, like, I guess a client or a friend or something asked her to design a sex room. And so she kind of got into this. And you can tell that she has really done her research. You can tell that she has talked to the right people. And I know we talked about this briefly, you know, like I said, a few weeks ago, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit more since this has actually come up. So she sits down and she talks to these couples, right? And she has with mm-hmm. her like bag of goodies, a little bag of tricks. And she's like, I'm going to pull some stuff out and we're going to see what their reaction is, you know, because a lot of times the couple will say something about, you know, kink, but maybe not. So she pulls really this bag kinky. Out and she pulls out like a dildo, you know, and I was like, ooh, okay, cool. That's fun. Whatever. She'll pull out a butt plug and I was laughing because one of them, she pulled out this butt plug and the girl goes, oh my God, that's the biggest butt plug I've ever seen. I'm like, really? That's the biggest butt plug? Like, it wasn't even all that big. Like, it was really like, it was somewhere between like a medium and like a beginner and like an intermediate. Like, it wasn't that big. It really wasn't. And I was like, oh, okay. You know, she'll pull out like a paddle or she'll pull out like a flogger and actually pay attention to the people's reactions. You know, it's like if she pulls out a flogger and they're like, ooh, she's like, okay. And then she'll actually take them to like a professional dungeon where you have professional doms who will demonstrate things like flogging and rope play and all these different things. And she'll actually pay attention to how the couple responds to these things so that it's not like a blanket, okay, you're into kink, so we're just going to do these things. She's like, all right, you're not into this, but you are into this. You like the rope play, so we're going to put some hard points around the room. You're not into impact, but you are into some sensory. So we're going to throw some, like, we're going to make this whole area like a whole sensory thing with, like, you know, different materials and stuff that you can touch and different things. Like, she really, really took the time and really, like, made it a point so that she wasn't one of these generic, okay, you like kink, so we're going to get some whips and chains and handcuffs and blah, blah, blah. And
we're going to decorate. We're going to have fun.
Like, you know, and when it came to things like polyamory, which she was not all that familiar with, you know, she did she designed a room, I think it was for 7 people that were in this polycule, and she talked to all of them and was like, well, what do you want out of this? And mm-hmm. one of the women brought up, you know what, she's like, I'm into golden showers. Like, that's one of my fantasies, is to just be laying there and to just, you know, have everybody peeing all over me. And instead of, she didn't flinch. She wasn't like, ooh, I don't know about that. Like, she said, okay, so you need something with tile and you need a drain. Like, there was no, like, no shaming, no nothing. One of them said that he was a voyeur. So she created this little, like, like peephole kind of thing in like a closet so he could sit in the closet and like jerk off and watch everybody else going at it. Like hardcore hard points for some of the folks that really like the suspension and to be restrained and things like. So that is a really good representation of things like kink and BDSM in the media that I would highly, mm-hmm. I would like that, like that's okay. Pretty much everything else, unless you know that it's being written by someone with experience, I would take everything with a grain of salt. And as soon as you see something that feels kind of icky when it comes to like BDSM and things, it probably is. And Google is your best friend, like honestly. Like, yes, there's some misinformation out there, but you can also find a lot of good information out there. And you can easily look up different kinks and, you know, rules, quote unquote, mm-hmm. when it comes to consent and things like that around BDSM and kink and things. And I don't know. I find it really hard to watch or read any of that shit because I'm like, this is it's a problem because when 50 Shades came out, oh my God, everybody and their mother thought that that's what kink was. And oh Jesus, it was problematic. You had guys on FetLife that fancied themselves fucking Mr. Gray. And it was like, oh dude, nope, go the fuck away. He was a predator and manipulative. He was not a dom.
I think that a lot of these are media takes, including some books. Like when I was first coming out, I read a book about like a guy falling in love with, you know, another guy, and I thought, oh, this is so beautiful, and it was a erotic piece, but it definitely was like, after my first couple experiences, I was like, this is nothing like what I read ever. So
yeah. I mean, just like anything, you know, anything in the media, like we all have, you know, I mean, that's what movies and things do, is it, you know, they romanticize things or whatever. And it's like, you know, look at musicals, for God's sakes. Usually they meet somebody and within 12 hours they fall in love and then do a couple of dances and sing some songs. They're and then it's happily ever married. After. Right? Like, that's not how life works. And most of the time, that's not how BDSM or kink or any of that works either. So just keep that in mind whenever you are reading something or watching something that has to do with that. And if you recommend,
that majority of society is raised off of media.
It's terrible. Like, it's the same thing with, oh my God, talking about like the stories of like, you know, two gay boys like doing that. I remember like the incredibly true story of two girls in love. I'm like, after watching that, I'm like, okay, this is not how my life is going. Man, it was closer to the drama and the fucking L word. Like, this is bullshit. Yeah. No, that's not generally how that goes. But it's, and if someone who is, just like with anything, whether you're dealing with, you know, the topic of, you know, a black person or a trans person or a person of color or whatever it is, if someone is like, hey, this is not the best representation of whatever the fuck this is, if you are not a part of that community, regardless of whatever the community is, if you are not a part of that community, you don't really get to be like, oh, but this is great. I love...
Next.
Anybody else have any questions?
Hi, Brandon. Brandon's doing...
He's building props. He never built props for my fucking painting. Just kidding.
Oh, I was gonna say, what?
It's fine. It's fine.
I have Many times. Any other questions? I feel like y'all get shy with the questions. I mean, I guess
I during any other fucking day, they're all like blah 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 blah, and then all of a sudden it's like,
oh,
nothing.
You had horns.
I did have horns, but to be fair, you didn't actually make those horns. You just gave them to
what? Me. Ooh.
I guess if y'all are thinking about some questions, we can move on to a couple. I do have a little bit of news.
Oh, you do? I didn't even bother.
I had a little bit because I figured that, you know, people always get, they're like, oh, I have so much to talk to. And then all of a sudden they're just like, it's like crickets. So it's fine. Like
some of our guests.
Democrat Mary Peltola beat Sarah Palin in a special election for the Alaskan House seat. She'll actually be the first Alaska native in Congress, which is kind of cool. She will have the position through the remainder of 2022, and then another full election will be held after that. I believe the person that held the seat for like 50 fucking years died or some shit, so they had to have a special election to fill his seat. And I'm guessing that Palin's probably going to run again, and she'll probably lose again, which always makes me a little bit happy when she loses shit, because she's still...
Why does she bother? What is this? I don't know. Speaking of losers, Trump has told the courts that it should be expected that he have classified materials with him at Mar-a-Lago. No, you sign a paper once you leave. Never mind. So instead of sticking with, I can declassify whatever I want, now it's, well, of course I have classified stuff at home.
Such a dipshit.
Pick a side. Also,
well, no, that wasn't working for him, so now he had to change. So before it was, well, I can just declassify whatever. That wasn't working, so now it's, well, I mean, duh, doesn't everybody have classified material at home?
Does this ever feel like you're arguing with a toddler? Nobody? I feel like this is very scary that we let this person run the country for 4 years, but just keep playing with these curls because they keep bobbing on my eyes.
A black pastor was arrested in Alabama while he was watering the neighbor's flowers at their request while they were out of town. Another neighbor called 911 and reported a suspicious person. You should see the body cam footage. It's fascinating.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Lately, it's been making me really upset, so I don't know if I want to put myself through it.
He was also a former cop, so he knew all the things.
Is this the one? I might have seen this. I might have seen this where the neighbor's like outside and Karen
I don't think
on
that...
the phone and is like, I'm going to call the cops.
No, I don't think so.
There's something going around on social media.
It might be a slightly different one. This guy was just like minding his own business, watering the flowers. And all of a sudden, three cops show up. And he's like,
I didn't even come outside. Wonderful.
No, of course not. He's like, who called you? And they're like, it doesn't matter. It's stupid. Brandon asked, what are you most looking forward to on your break? What are you looking forward to?
On our sick break?
Yes.
I think that it's a great time for us to rethink some things and come back a little bit better. Mm-hmm. There's always I feel like every season we improve some things. I feel like we fix the things that might be bothering us individually, especially watching myself.
I totally think that's true. I think that we have, like, we've come back, I think, every year with something a little bit new, something different. We've upgraded things. We're trying.
And, you know, I'm not a quiet guest. Yes, are you able to Are you? You're busy. I thought, are you busy? I'm just kidding. of course, we'll ask you for season 10 because hopefully by then we have the cards in hand.
Season 11.
I've been season 11, year 10. Hopefully by then we have the cards in hand because I'm waiting. I'm really anxious.
So, what am I looking forward to? I'm looking forward to this weekend, which y'all find out what that is later. If you're on our Patreon, you'll find out what that is on Patreon. And I think I'm with Felicia. Like, we're tossing around some ideas. Should we ask the people what they think of one particular thing?
Yeah, because we haven't really heard anywhere else when we keep posting. We kind of been hinting at this. Go for it.
We've been thinking, okay, so the history, we need to go back, way back, back into time. So, when Let's Have a Fifi first started, it was Felicia to say, hey, I have this idea, and then called me. And mind you, I'd only had a few interactions with Felicia at this time. We worked together a couple times. We weren't anywhere as close as we are now, not even close. Like, I knew of her, although let's be real, there's a good chance that if I saw her out and about, I probably would have forgotten who she was because that's just who I am. But it was...
That's rude.
I forget who everybody is. You know this. Like, I have to see you a lot for me to remember who the fuck you are. Like, it's terrible. So... when Felicia asked me if I wanted to be a part of it, it was kind of like, I don't think either of us thought we would be doing it for 10 seasons. And it was, I think, kind of like the Let's Have a Fifi, obviously, is a play on Felicia's name.
And now it's in the Urban Dictionary as Let's Have a Party, so...
That's interesting. But so because Felicia's name is literally in the title of the show. And I think over the last 10 years, I think it has definitely become more us. Like, it's definitely an us thing as opposed to a her thing and me being like a sidekick kind of thing.
That was never the intention, though. So like season 4 or 5, I had moved, I think, to our apartment, and there was like a season where he's actually sitting right beside me. Like, I can see him, eye contact and everything, but everybody kept saying, like, is he the psychic? And I was like, no, he's part of the show. And I'm talking to him. Like, I can see him. But when I look back at the camera or look at the footage online, you can see that he looks like he's sitting way back here.
Right.
And I'm going like this, talking to him behind me. Like, as if we're on Letterman and... he's like supposed to laugh every time I tell a joke or something.
Right.
I, in the beginning of all of this, did not want anything like that, especially since when we first started, Drag Kings did not exist in Arizona. And so it was not to have him behind me, but to have him, in fact, maybe more in front of me. And, but I can tell you is that when we did surveys, I started to see, like, people say, like, is Freddie the psychic? And is there going to be other people that are going to, and I was like, what gave people that idea? go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. So we started kind of thinking a little bit towards the end of this season about the possibility of rebranding, of changing the name of, I mean, obviously we're still going to be who we are. We can't make a sow's, you know, it's a purse out of a sow's ear, but you know, we're still going to be this, but we were contemplating potentially changing the name, which would mean obviously an overhaul on merch, on everything. So it's, I mean, it would be a big to do, but we thought we might kind of reach out to our people and see what folks thought, whether they think that we should rebrand, whether we should just stick it as it is, you know, what folks, you know, thought. We have a couple of ideas for new names potentially. But I mean, if people are like, no, keep it as it is, and it's like, all right, well, all right.
But and silence. Silence is the killer.
Brandon, as far as in-person stuff, once everything is situated in my drag cave, you'd actually, if you wanted to, be able to come over here if you wanted to and do stuff here, because I'm a little bit closer than Felicia. And I will have the space and I will have the room and we won't be sitting in my bedroom. So, thanks, Michelle.
Well,
this would be a little bit easier than that.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to say mess.
I would say add Freddy to the title. ? Let's have a Fifi and Freddy. So, should I tell you some ideas that we had? Would that be better?
Let's do that.
Okay. Or I feel like I'm funnier without a slight delay. tonight you are delayed for me because my internet has been going in and out. So, yes, what ideas? Okay, great. Now that the class is listening,
Felicia. There's a lag. So it's like we have to say it and then we have to wait for things to catch up. And then, you know.
Oh, and mine is probably especially slow. So, yeah.
So,
I guess
one of the ideas that we had was simply calling the show The Conversation. Cause I mean, that's part of our tagline is it's your Wednesday night conversation. And that would take names out of the title completely. And everybody, I mean, people would be like, what's a Fifi?
Oh, and to spell I had a nickel. It.
Right. And then they would, you know. So that's one of the ideas, is to just call it The Conversation.
We haven't really Googled around to see if these things exist already.
Right. So. We were just kind of brainstorming at one point. Because, you know. Another idea was to call it... Okay, so this one, you have to kind of have the visual for it. But if you have the visual for it, I think it makes sense. Anyway, at least to me it does. Would be to call it The Parlor, like P-A-R-L-O-U-R, The Parlor, because a parlor is a place, it was a room that was designed for you to sit and to converse and to socialize. And, you know, if you picture, you know, dinners or whatever, folks would be sitting around and be like, all right, well, you know, go ahead, you know, let's go to the parlor and you know, and let's retire to the parlor and you know, have after dinner drinks or, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. So that was an idea. What were some of the other ones? I know I wrote.
The first one that came out of my mouth was Fifi and Freddy Live. I dig The Parlor, Justine says. It almost takes me a minute to... never mind. Because I'm like... I'm like, who is that?
It's
I know who it is.
I'm just...
I was like, oh, who's that?
This is what happens when everybody in my life has like 800 names and I'm like trying to introduce people. It's like, this is this person. If you know them here, you know them as this person. If you know them here, you know them as person and this person. If you know them in here, you know, it's like,
I think you posted that in the group. I thought
I didn't actually, I don't think I vote. I don't think I posted any of them.
Please hold.
But we can do that afterwards, because if we decide to do like a whole rebranding thing, it'll have to be after this weekend anyway.
Yeah, I'm busy.
But, you know, so it you know what? Maybe the general public should start to Google and be more refined. Damn it. Not my problem if they don't know what the fuck a parlor is.
I feel like the general public would think that... Well, maybe they wouldn't know what a beauty parlor is either.
If they've watched like Bridgerton, they should know what a fucking parlor is. If they've watched, what the fuck is that show on HBO? The Gilded Age. If they've watched The Gilded Age, they should know what a fucking parlor is. God damn it.
If they've watched all the Jane Austen movies.
Right. Anything to do with fucking Jane Austen, they should know what a fucking parlor is. Just saying.
I don't think people go to those movies and absorb the knowledge, though. I think they just go there, they laugh a little, they cry a little, and they say, oh, that's a good movie. I don't know if it was well written. I don't know if it was good. But Mean Girls is my ticket. Did you put it on Patreon?
No, I don't think I did, actually. I think I meant to, but I don't think I actually did.
How rude. That's so rude.
Sorry. Oh, I know. But that's for some... What other ideas do we have? I think...
The parlor, the conversation. There was something else that I was like, oh my god, that would be so cool.
What the fuck was it? The fuck was it?
I don't remember.
I think there were a couple things that kind of like either alluded to or were around like the idea of it being like a conversation or a chat or a, you know, that kind of a thing. Where it's, you know, it's talking.
So you did ask, what are some words, phrases, things, whatever, that you associate Let's Have a Fifi with.
Oh, that's right.
That's where that came from. Brandon said, serving tea responsibly.
But we don't, though. That's the thing, is that we...
I'm just reading.
I know, but what I'm saying is that we don't, like, we're not, that I think is what makes us different than other like drag shit, because we don't really talk Let's about have a charming drag. Fifi. We don't. We don't do like the whole like drag thing where we spill the tea about other drag queens. Plus, let's be real, if you're going to do that, that would be a really short show, because I don't watch Drag Race. I don't give a fuck about any of the other like drag queens. So I don't know what goes on with any of them. So that would be a really short show.
And he only knows one of them really closely. So
I know Mystique Summers. I've gotten drunk with Mystique Summers.
We both have.
story.
No tea, real issues. Which one do you love? Let's have a charming Fifi. Which one did Michelle reply to?
I think that's let's have a charming Fifi. The only problem with that is, again, you have people that are back with the what the fuck is a Fifi, and then they still spell it wrong, and it makes it even longer. So there are pros and cons to all of them, but do we think that like the general sort of consensus with
the speakeasy with Freddie and Fifi is
kind of fun. I like just the speakeasy. I have a feeling there might be. I'll have to do some Googling. I like the speakeasy very much. Yeah. But I'm gathering that the general consensus would be a yes on the rebranding.
Except for Michelle. Michelle has is okay with it, but doesn't want us to interrupt our other.
This would be a far smaller project.
More inclusive, much, by the way.
Smaller scale.
What about prizes, but for the host, not the guest? What? What is that?
I want prizes.
Are you sending us prizes? Because I will open up a P.O. box real quick.
Right?
Because I don't think our little mail person would be like, you getting a lot of mail lately. I'd be like, mind your business. Mind your business. I say, do whatever
feels
right for
y'all. My mail person is an older lesbian who has a fairy like tattoo way like up on her hip.
How do you know this?
Like, because she talks to us.
Oh, your mail person talks to you?
Mm-hmm.
Your whenever mail person has to bring up personality.
Wonderful. Whenever she has to bring up something to the door that is too big to fit in the mailbox, like she's met, like she's like she's talked to the dogs, like she's met Z.
Wonderful. She gets along with dogs. Wonderful. Mm.
She is an older lesbian that I think it's a fairy. It's a fairy, I think. A naked fairy or something sitting on a mushroom, I think is what she tell you.
Oh my goodness. So
yeah, what happens when you live in a neighborhood like ours?
That's well, we'll talk about your neighbors another time. Back to the show. if you have any ideas, just let us know. It's a mermaid, she thinks.
Huh. Oh, yeah, mermaid. Something. I thought it was like I couldn't remember if it was a mermaid or a fairy sitting on a mushroom or some shit.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
She was very visual.
Yeah.
Live broadcast from Charlie's. Now you're shitting.
Not. I'm good. Charlie's doesn't like people like me. I have a vagina, so I'm good. I'll pass on the whole Charlie's thing.
What's my excuse? They started hiring.
Did they get on board with affirmative action finally?
Yeah. So.
They still don't like women or people with vaginas, so.
Well. I still haven't been there in I don't know how long, but. Wow. So
we have
I feel like people are like, yeah, let's do it. My only fear is that somebody already has the name and to change everything. But we can change is good. Googling.
Change is good. I mean, we've been doing this for 10 years or 10 seasons. We're going into our 10th year. So yeah. I think sometimes rebranding is... I think rebranding is a good thing. I think for some things, I think it kind of goes along with growth and stuff. And we're definitely different than when we started 10 years ago. So
I also would like, I always ask, is there something else that you would like us to do? Like to see on this season, we kind of cut back on guest only because life situations changed for me, so I wasn't able to get to because usually I'd be getting down with I feel the calendar, let's just say.
Which I think last season we went a little bit overboard on. Like, I don't think we had, we hardly had any weeks that we didn't have a guest, which I think sometimes can be a little much. So I think this season we were a little bit light on the guests. We need to find a happy medium between last season and this season.
I don't know. I just do it as I feel. But some of that happened because some people weren't available and I was like, well, we need you. So, I mean, not need you, but you're answering now. So let's make it happen. Best things in the last 10 seasons for me have been, as we go into, to closing, have been the relationships we have built with people. Often people watch us before they meet us, which is a wonderful experience because they get to know us differently than as if we were just a stage figurine, basically. And so, and get to learn our views, maybe argue those views. It adds an element that I didn't think of when I said, come sit in front of my computer, we're going to live stream. and I was kind of already doing that at shows, getting to know people. But I could not afford to go every Wednesday to a bar. And
I think it's different. I think it's really, it's allowed us to really kind of branch out. And there are people that we don't even realize sometimes. They'll be like, oh no, I totally watched the show. And we're like, you do what? You what? Really? This show, doing this for almost 10 years now, has like opened a lot of doors that I don't know that would have been opened if not for this show, like sex trivia, cat bingo. You know, we've hosted a lot of events before COVID. You know, we've done a lot of things, and I think a lot of it is because we do this every week. So like, I can't be mad about that. So maybe what we'll do is we'll put up a couple of surveys in the group and see.
Yeah, I can put together. I haven't done a survey in a couple of years.
But folks, you know.
Mainly because everybody kept saying they love just the tip and the news. And then so, bada bing, bada boom, we have it. Right. So only so much you can cover in an hour. But if you... TikTok live, you want us on TikTok? I don't know, can I do that?
I don't know anything about the TikTok.
You just sign up for an account, it's fine. I could I've been asked numerous times to be on TikTok live and I haven't invested in my own social media this year that much, so I could figure that out, how to go live on TikTok. I don't know if I could do it through Restream like how we do it, though. It might have to be a different... And I can... you guys, so Restream adapting to the pandemic and everybody live streaming was fantastic because I can't operate that many devices, that many live stream things happening all at the same time, which is what I was doing with OBS. Oh, just the tip TikToks.
I could work on that. I don't know anything about TikTok. I literally know nothing about TikTok. But
I think I can break it down for you. Because just weeks ago, Freddie didn't know anything about Reels, but sure is blazing it up on Reels. Uh-huh.
Hey, the one I posted with my pop art one has like 3,700 views or something on the Instagram.
Uh-huh. See. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I will figure it out. I will have Felicia, and we will talk about the TikTok, and I'll figure out how to do shit. I can totally do just the tip on the TikTok, because that kind of ties into some of the other things that we were thinking about doing for like our patrons and stuff like that too. So I highly recommend, like I said before, jumping on the Patreon if you haven't already, because there is going to be some stuff that will only be on Patreon. It's not going to be cross-posted anywhere else. It's not going to be, you know, Patreon first and then something somewhere else. It will only be on Patreon in the coming season. So
I will tell you that we will start posting more in Patreon and less on our socials. Okay. You're welcome.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Quickly coming up. Okay, so September 10th, we are doing sex trivia at Gracie's. However, it is going to be
an earlier
time. It's going to start at 6?
Six.
So sex trivia at Gracie's September 10th, starting at 6 p.m. instead of 8 p.m.
We didn't do this.
And not us. No. But it was either that or everything just get all crazy. So 6 p.m. September 10th. It'll give you time. You can make it an early night and then go hit another show or some shit afterwards, or go to dinner or whatever it is that people do on a Saturday night. Or take us
to dinner. I don't know.
Going to bed. But so sex trivia, September 10th, 6 p.m. Mm-hmm. at Gracie's Tax Bar. Oof. And then September 16th is the next Drag Bingo and Cats. I believe the theme for September is going to be heroes and villains. So we'd love it if folks dressed up as their favorite hero or their favorite villain or whatever.
And don't be mad if I dress up as something I've already dressed up as. So you're welcome.
All right. I'm like, I'll figure shit out. I don't know. And then September 24th, I am back at The Rock for Lady on the Rocks. And hey, look at, I'm going to have two new mixes. Because I try to do that shit if I can. If I'm able to come up with some new shit, I'm going to have some new shit. So, September 24th, I am at Lady on the Rocks. If you would like to reserve a table, please let me know. And I will make sure that table gets reserved for you. Just send me a message. Let me know how many people. And I will make sure that I send that to Lady Christian so that she can get you a table. If anybody would like to be put on the reservation with my partner, let me know that as well, because we're going to start tallying up how many people for that table. So, yes.
Yes. I don't think I have that many. I don't have... I only have two bookings in September. I didn't know how long we're going to do whatever we're doing on Saturday. So I did not say yes to the booking for Saturday. Because I don't know if anybody else has this exhaustion, but after I do a photo shoot, I always feel so drained. I'm like, do I want to do a show after I do a photo shoot?
It's tiring. Even if you don't do anything, you literally just stand there. And so, anyway,
so I have
thank
to,
you
I
all
have, I
oh,
have
go
to
ahead.
Go.
Sorry.
No, you good.
We have
to
thank
go.
You all so much. I know we're late. For watching us this season, and for all the past seasons. We know that this season has been a little weird. There's been a lot of shifting and a lot of, you know, kind of things that have been a little bit crazy for the both of us. And we appreciate y'all hanging in there. Please subscribe to our Patreon. You can do it for really super fucking cheap if you want. But
is this still set at like $1? It's not set up.
I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know how to work it. we will keep everybody posted. Keep an eye on the group, because we'll be talking about things like a possible rebranding and all that fun stuff there. But other than that, thank you all so much. And we will catch you in about 6 weeks for your next Wednesday night conversation.
Yes. Good night.
Night.
Promotional consideration for Let's Have a Fifi provided by Wigs of a Kind, The Burly Barber, Bone and Basil, as well as our patrons at Patreon. Go to patreon.com/letshaveafifi to become a Fifi patron. Virtual tips accepted at paypal.me/letshaveafifi. Subscribe to the Let's Have a Fifi podcast. You can listen on your favorite podcatcher. See you next week for your Wednesday night conversation. This has been Let's Have a Fifi. Good night.